Everyone, welcome to another episode of Mission Impact Series.
Long day, huh? Long day.
Yes, it's been a long day. Okay, so this is the last installation of the series, Slaying Social Issues with Social Impact Businesses, right? So in the first of this series, we talked about the power of social impact businesses. The second one we talked about, so you need to go watch these, right? Starting a social impact business. We talked about how to start one and, you know, what to look out for. Then in the last one, we talked about social entrepreneurship as a tool for systemic change. That's change on a fundamental level that takes time, right? And today we're going to be talking about challenges and opportunities in social entrepreneurship ecosystem, right? Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and comment down below. Go on over and like Ty's channel, which is Capacity Central, and do the same over there. These videos will be on her channel as well as over here, so you can double like, right? We don't put them on at the same time, but they all get put up at some point in time, right? So in this series, we're going to discuss the challenges and opportunities facing the social entrepreneurship ecosystem, including issues related to funding. Again, we talk about funding, right? Collaboration and scaling impact. This includes exploring the roles of corporate social responsibility. We talked a lot about that this morning in another something that we were doing this morning. In supporting social entrepreneurship, as well as discussing emerging trends and innovations in the social entrepreneurship space. So if this is your first time catching us, or you've been here before, I'm still going to introduce myself, right? So my name is Tracy V. Allen. I'm the owner of Impactors Management Group. I help social impact businesses to design, build, and fund their social ventures so that they can live the lifestyles that they desire while impacting their communities.
All right. And I'm Ty Boone. I'm owner of Ty Boone Enterprises. I work mainly with nonprofit organizations, helping them to move from startup and struggle to sustainability and success. Because I love this whole social impact is kind of sexy, right? It's like, look, it's trendy now. You know, people kind of trying to learn the terminology behind it, but it's really, really exciting move.
Yeah.
You know, you have people who start for profits and they're like, I really want to give back. I really want to do this thing. You know, how do I do this thing?
And I love just telling people that to give back and help out, you don't have to start a nonprofit.
Right, just do it.
That's my thing, right? Mm-hmm. So I worked with nonprofits for many, many years, and I just found myself realizing that nonprofit was just not where it was at for mm-hmm. most people. For nonprofits are going nowhere, and they're fundamental to the society, they're needed. But for mm-hmm. most people, mm-hmm. nonprofits is just not for them. Mm-hmm. You're looking for income, you're looking for legacy building opportunities, and that you will not find, my dear, in a nonprofit organization.
Right.
In any way, form, or fashion, will you find it in a nonprofit organization?
And I preach that all the time. People are like, Ty, you work with nonprofits every day. And I'm like, well, you look. Enterprise is a for-profit business. I don't give you, exactly. We come in, you can come in, you know, whatever, but mm-hmm. at the end of the day, if your goal is to, you know, build a legacy for your family, there's other things you can do other than a traditional nonprofit. And I think that, you know, people just didn't understand that until the whole mm-hmm. social enterprise wave came about, and people still don't understand social enterprise. But for most people who are starting these things on their own, you know, especially those who are not, a lot of people that I see come into nonprofits now are doing it with passion. I said it was hard work. A lot of the grassroots people, you know, they're just kind of like, I need to do this thing. But many of them have not graduated to a place where they could be 100% immersed in charity,
right?
You know, in charitable work. They should be doing something for profit. You have to live your life first, right? Mm-hmm. Even though that, you know, give first and it'll come back. There's a way that you can do this in a profit or in a for-profit manner where you can sustain your lifestyle and you can do what you got to do and you still give back,
yes,
at the same time without having that, you know, that whole 100% traditional nonprofit as a thing, because you know, and I know a lot of people do this because they say, well, I got to get grants. I got, you can, you don't have to be a nonprofit to get grants, right?
I don't know why people always think that they have to be. Yes, there are grants that are specific to nonprofits, but that's why we have fiscal agents. And that's why we have, you know, we have hybrid nonprofits. We have other options. Mm-hmm. Besides becoming a nonprofit,
kidney thing, like, you know, do you just take my kid? What are my other options? Do I start a nonprofit? What are my options? Mm-hmm. Is there something else I can do? If this is what my goal is, what other options do I have to get me there?
Right.
It's not, you know, never always this one.
Just
way.
One path, right? You know, there are lots of different ways to get to the end goal, and that's what I tell people. Right? Is that like I was saying earlier, I found myself working with both nonprofits and for-profits at the same time. And every time I would work with a for-profit business, I would try to change them into a nonprofit model. And then I learned that there was a word for it. It was called social enterprise, right? So it's where you join both forces together and you become a superpower. That's what I do, right? Because you get the best of both worlds. You get to...
Huh? I said, put that S on your
chin. Yeah, I know, right? I'm a social enterprise, right? So you get the best of both worlds. You get to control your income, how you hire, fire, how much you take home. Without in nonprofits, you don't get to do that. You're ran by the board. The board determines how much money you make, and it's a percentage, a small percentage of what the nonprofit is building is bringing in, because you can't make $100,000 and they pay you $70,000. It just can't work, right? Mm-hmm. And then you still get to make the impact in the community that you want to make, either through your own business, in alliance with a nonprofit or nonprofits. You can do it in so many different ways, right? You still get access to grants. You get access to PRIs, right? You get access to loans at low interest rates. You get access to a pool of money. Plus, the biggest thing is you can generate as much revenue as you want to, selling your products and services that you can use to help to subsidize your social cause. Right. So there's so many different opportunities, so many ways. Like we used to say, my grandmother used to say, so many ways to skin a cat. Right. Mm-hmm. So
there's one way to skin a cat.
Right. And get to the goal that you're looking for. The social entrepreneurship ecosystem is wide. You just have to really, truly understand what it is and how to navigate it, so that everybody is benefiting from it, not just you. It's not a selfish ecosystem. It's a collaborative ecosystem.
Yep. Collaborative. Yeah.
And
everybody.
Right. And I wanted to hit on social, corporate social responsibility. So corporate social responsibility is where corporations have a responsibility to their communities to give back in some way, right? It's like, it's not a law, but it's really, it's something that they commit to doing. So mm-hmm. a lot of corporations have created foundations, right? Mm-hmm. So that they can give a percentage of that foundation, 5%. It's not a lot, but it's a lot, right? Depending on how much money they put into it initially, right? So they can give back to help communities thrive, because they just can't keep taking and taking and taking and taking. So their corporate social responsibility, and it changes from time to time. So this year might be domestic violence. Next year might be POC or BIPOC or whatever, right? They change with the wind. So when you're getting those types of monies, you cannot rely on that.
Right.
Right. And that's why they always ask the question, especially those types of corporations. They really ask the question, like, how are you going to sustain beyond this? And you have to have a plan for sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I forgot to change. I said I was going to share my acronym for sustainability. I got it up.
I was waiting for that. I was like, well, then
that was like two episodes ago.
I ain't got it.
Yes. So sustainability, strategic planning, understanding environmental impacts. And that doesn't mean just the environment. It could be internal, external environment, social responsibility, transparent reporting.
All right, now.
Advocacy and education, internal sustainability practices, natural resource management, assessment and monitoring, business model in innovation, investment in sustainable solutions,
mm-hmm.
right? Long-term thinking, impact measurements and evaluations, triple bottom line accounting,
all right,
and your community engagement.
I love that. You said you've been in your writing bag, girl. You've been thinking.
I'm telling you, I've been in it.
In that bag. You're like, look, how about this? Let me lay that out. Like,
yeah, I have been in it. I was just like, I keep talking about sustainability. I said sustainability has to have something at its core. And I sat down and I was like, how can I create an accurate?
Now you have built a whole class, right? You have built a whole training model on each of those letters.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's look. And we're talking about this, how you monetize this stuff, right?
I know. The sustainability system. Listen, we just came up with something. I'm writing it down.
Right there. Sustainability
the sustainability system.
Right. Stuff. How many weeks is that? How many letters is that?
A lot of weeks.
There you go. There you go, right?
Right. But anyway, so that concludes our series on slaying social issues with social impact businesses. I hope that the entire series was beneficial to everybody and that you learned something. Again, if you have questions, go visit our website. Go to my website. I didn't put it up, but you can find me either at TVA Consulting Group or Impactors Management Group. Ty is Ty Boone Enterprises. And then go like her YouTube page at Capacity Central. We've been doing this collectively. We're old. So we've been doing this collectively for about 50 years, right? We've been doing this collectively for about 50 years. We both have over 20 years of experience in this industry. And we just really want to make sure that people are out here thriving and not hurting people because of your lack of knowledge. But no, we're not going to do it for you for free. We do charge. So we do charge, but we do these for free because, you know, we're all about giving back to them. We know not everyone can afford what the prices that we charge. So if we can drop some tidbits here that you can hold on to and build a better system for your organization, why not?
That's it.
All right. Bye, everyone. Thank you for joining us.